You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to Critical Hit.
You gotta make it all culty and weird.
Don't fuckle, shuckle.
Rest.
We were
that
off.
Was not together. Okay. Ready?
One more time.
No, let me count us off. When I say one, two, ready, go.
We are not your students, Sam.
Don't fuckle, shuckle.
Rest.
There we go.
You went my speed.
I did?
So suck it. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, we are Critical Hit, a Pokemon podcast. We generally talk about the Pokemon TCG, but we also talk about the rest of the Pokemon fandom. Anime. Products.
And things in between that.
Right. Things in between.
We have not talked about the anime for a hot second. Oh. My mom sent me something on Instagram, not looking at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Anyways, guys, how...
Okay, nope, but now I'm going to read it.
Okay.
What does it say?
Oh, potato. Having sex with someone who has a different name from anyone you've ever fucked is kind of like catching a shiny Pokemon.
Wow. Potato, you can't rub up against the mic.
My mother, everyone.
Amazing. She's so supportive.
All I'm going to say is wow.
Wow.
Wow. So, how was everyone's week?
It was good.
Good. What about you, Jake?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
How about you, Sam?
It was good. I went on the river. I got stuck.
Oh.
You got stuck in the river?
No, I got stranded, and I was, like, standing in the middle of, like, a really strong current for a solid, like, 10 minutes.
Yikes.
Oh, jeez.
That's actually scary.
But you survived.
I did survive.
Oh, wait, survive.
Or,
and then I went on the lake again today.
Amazing.
Or you're so actually burned. Dead right now. This is a figment of all, like, you're in limbo.
Why would I do this to myself?
I don't know. You chose it. Anyways, how was everyone else's week?
We already talked about that. I said it was good.
Oh.
That's it. That's all you need to know. No, I did something out of my comfort zone, and I'm kind of proud of myself for it, but it also has created a lot of insecurities for me, so kind of win-lose.
You gonna elaborate or just leave it at that?
Did like a photo shoot with Jake at the cemetery for the dice company, and it was really cool. And then, I don't know. I thought it was really fun, and it was, like, definitely out of my comfort zone, and I'm, like, hella insecure about myself, but I was like, hey, this is a fun thing to do. I'm glad we did this.
Cool.
So,
I might be running a D&D one-shot for some of my music school friends.
Dope.
That's cool.
What would it be about?
I don't know. They want something stupid and crazy, so that's right up my alley. It's mainly to, like, get to teach some of my friends how to play, but I'm like... Stupid and crazy, got it. Because one knows how to play, but the rest don't. She's like, can you have, like, a bunch of different shit? I'm like...
Sure. I'll add shit.
She's like, Lord of the Rings, but, like, in space.
Damn.
I'm like, what? So, I guess I might be planning a one-shot at some point. Which will be fun. My first chance at DMing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I feel like DMing is a lot harder than people make it out to be because, like, we just started a campaign and we have two DMs and they're, like, just beginning. And they put a lot of effort into it, like, a lot of planning, like, a lot of time.
Yeah.
Energy.
I mean, you are creating that world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can't even imagine, like, doing it by yourself, like, instead of, like, two people.
I don't know. Jake and I are also eventually going to do a Scooby-Doo themed one shot where the characters are the Hex Girls.
Oh, no. I love that.
So, we're going to call it Battle of the Bands.
That's cool.
And you have to fight, like, other bands. But you're a Hex Girl.
Amazing.
And there's going to be a dwarf called Doug Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmadome! Does he wear a giant hat?
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay.
Speaking of giant hats, now I'm on a completely different subject.
Oh, God.
There is this mod for the new Resident Evil Village game.
I saw that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I fucking Where saw that.
Where her hat gets bigger.
I saw that.
Every time.
It's so good. And it's like, it has a shadow too. Yeah. So like, it looks good. Like, it's just a giant fucking hat. No, it's a
really
hat.
Well done mod.
And it's to the point where it's just like a giant fucking hat coming at you because you can't even see her over the giant hat. Like, amazing. I love people and their mods for the Resident Evil. It's amazing.
That's the main reason why I want to play the game. Just for that mod.
Sorry. I'm dying. She is shedding all over the place.
Wow.
What the hell? Who are you calling?
You're at work, but sir.
Alrighty. So, just to introduce ourselves. I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
You were texting on your phone. That's why we stalled. I'm Sam.
I can multitask.
You weren't, though. You weren't adding to the conversation or moving along, so that's why we stalled.
No, it was almost like you were me for a second. That was weird.
No.
I'm just sitting there.
You can't play this game.
I'm playing it.
You're losing.
No, I win. I win times a bajillion.
So, I was going to say, you cannot text on your phone and just sit there. Otherwise, we're going to talk about Resident Evil hats and Doug Dimmadome.
All right, what's the rest of your guys' names?
My name is Sam.
Mashmantha.
Nope, still wrong.
We have to go back and listen to that so we know what
I know,
it is
I'm going to have to.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt. And you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I. Not a Y. Just an I.
Dope. All right, on to the news.
Yeah, we're going to start off with TCG news, as we always do. And we're going to actually go on over to GameStop.
You.
Brittany, you
that
work there.
That place is disgusting. How Brittany. Dare you?
You work there.
I do?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to get fired.
No, I live there. Wrong.
Yeah, we're going to go on over to GameStop. Last week, we reported on how GameStop is going to have some new promo cards. Some new promo cards of Sandaconda. Nope, stop. Oh, I thought you were going to make the stupid joke, and I'm like, stop right there.
What joke?
The one where her Santa kind of don't want
the one none.
Yeah.
Unless you got buns?
Yeah. So, we finally have images of these cards. They did officially release today. You can get them by purchasing 15 of Pokemon products. They do have the stamp on them.
They do. I was so excited to see that.
Me too.
I was like, thank God.
They have the cosmic hollow foil pattern, which I'm excited to see again. And I know, like, it's been kind of like, who knows what they're going to do, because the Cendoscorch and the Copperajah were just plain with no hollow, no stamp, no anything. And that still made them exclusive, because normally they're hollows. But then the Flapple had the GameStop stamp and the cosmic foil pattern. So I'm glad to see that they're continuing in this direction as opposed to just the flat.
It just makes it that much more special to me. Like, with all the future promos that they do, I really hope they have that GameStop stamp, because a lot of people I know were actually really looking forward to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you are in Canada or the surrounding territories around there, and you do not have a GameStop, they also have these cards available at EB Games, which... No offense to GameStop, but I like the EB Games stamp better because it has that pop of red in the EB, and then it has a little maple leaf at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with GameStop being two-toned in color, I wish they would have done something
like
that.
You mean the red pot leaf? It's not a maple leaf. Who do you think you are?
Good Kush energy.
Good Kush energy.
So I wish GameStop being that two-toned with the GameStop. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have done something like that, but they didn't last time, so I understand why they didn't do it this time. But it's going to be a cool little collection going.
Yeah. I'm going to keep mine in the plastic, are you?
Yeah, I kept the Flapple one sealed, so.
Me too. Me too.
Do you have anything to contribute, or were you on your phone again?
No, I was going to say I took mine out of the plastic.
Wow. The sleeves. Well, I think I got two, and I took one out of the plastic. I kept one in. Sorry.
You know you can keep it in the plastic and still put it in the sleeve, right?
Yeah, it just bothers me having to fold it up and... I know, it doesn't make sense, but it just bothers me.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Your house makes the scariest fucking noises, and I never know what's happening. Like, one second I feel like everything's fine, then the next, like, something's gonna come out of that fucking room and, like, choke slam me against the wall and kill me.
It's just Steve.
Scary.
I can hear the echo in your headphones, and it's bothering the crap out of me. I'm not going to be able to survive with headphones on.
We'll have to get used to it.
No, I refuse.
Anywho.
Yeah, so I know I'm going to pick my promo up tomorrow. And Jake, I think you said you were too.
Yes, I'm going to stop by tomorrow and pick up the promo.
Jake is not allowed to step like within 50 feet of a GameStop for legal reasons anymore. He walks in and I'm like, police, immediately.
I also pissed on the boss.
Shut up. Norma is so nice. Why would you say that about her?
Everyone took turns.
I like Norma. Norma likes me. Norma and
I are tight. She was actually saying that today, how much she likes you. She's like, I like your friend Sam. She should come in here more.
Is her last name Bates?
No.
Oh.
The fuck? I'm like, Norma and I are tight.
I don't think she likes Jake, though, because you remember that one time you came in and we were talking about, like... It wasn't political stuff. It was like
it was like the force thing.
Yeah, she.
But it's like
she
it's like actual
like
it's actual force conservation though. There are actual trees that need fire in order to like burn, like in order to procreate.
She just has different opinions than you, and so she doesn't like you.
My thing is though, it's like,
and that's why I don't have politics.
How is that wrong though?
No,
to, like,
we're not doing this right now. We are not doing this.
Mm-mm. All I'm saying though is
no,
if like
we're not
the
doing this.
Natural forest needs it.
I know that's how pine cones sprout. We're not doing
to
this.
To each their own.
That's
to
all
each
I was saying is it's like it's not all bad because now we're gonna get more trees.
Friggin' beer.
That's all I said.
Jake,
that's literally all I said.
Here.
I was looking at the glass half full.
Well, she doesn't agree with you, so she doesn't like you, okay? Well, she didn't say she doesn't like you.
She doesn't
say
to
person.
She doesn't tell Brittany how nice that you are and you want... she wants you to come
in. Yeah, you're
in.
Not
apparently
a Sam, okay?
Apparently she doesn't like pine cones. I get it. We have different opinions on pine cones. Cool.
Jesus.
I'm going to bring her a bag of pine cones.
No, you better not.
I won't really...
Norma will
it.
Kick you out, and you'll never be allowed back.
Oh.
All right.
Anyways.
So, moving on from GameStop, that was a nice little trip. Mom, I'm scared. Come pick me up. They're talking pine cones and yelling. We're going to move on to, actually, what we just did earlier tonight, if you're listening to it. If you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday when we release or whenever you watch it or listen to us, you should hop on our Instagram and check out our most recent live video, because we opened up some Pokemon Center exclusive booster boxes. However, the Pokemon Center exclusive booster boxes, ETBs.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
We opened up entire booster boxes. No. So the ETBs were supposed to have 10 packs instead of 8. Manufacturing, when they were putting them together, made a boo-boo. And because this is like the first wave of Pokemon exclusive ETBs, they weren't necessarily used to them. And so all of these ETBs that got pre-ordered went out with 8 packs instead of the promised 10. For most people, that's not really a big deal. But I mean,
it is, though.
It is and it isn't. And I'm only saying this because of what Pokemon is actually doing to remedy the situation. It would be a big deal if they said, screw you and your 2 packs. Heck off, we're not doing anything. However, the Pokemon Company is doing this awesome, like, awesome customer service, like, awesome return policy. Like, if you're upset about missing 2 packs, don't worry, you're gonna get them. And this is because the Pokemon Company, as soon as they shipped out, realized the boo-boo. Said you can...
You mean oopsie poopsie.
No.
Never again. Banned.
Realized their mistake. Realized we cannot fix said mistake because they're already being shipped out. But immediately went to correct that mistake as soon as possible. These boxes shipped out, I believe, on the 15th. I got an email on the 16th saying, hey, we fucked up. We made an oopsie poopsie.
Yes!
In order to remedy this, the Pokemon Company will be shipping out 2 Chilling Rain booster packs, which are the only things missing from the box. They're also going to be sending the 3 Vs of the Galarian birds, so Galarian Articuno, Galarian Zapdos, Galarian Moltres, which I believe are cards 58. I actually wrote this down. I can just look it up. No, I can't, because I'm stupid.
What?
The card number is 58, 80, and I believe 97. Don't quote me on that. You will be getting those 3 cards as well. Those are the original, like, normal, ultra-rare V versions of those cards. So not the full arts, not obviously the alternate arts, but you're still getting 3 additional cards, the 2 booster packs, and they are crediting you to your original payment method $10 back.
That's actually really cool of them. So they're basically giving you the 2 packs for free.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, and then like you're getting these like Galarian bird cards. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, a lot of the times companies won't go that far when it comes to trying to like make up for an oopsie poopsie.
They'll usually give you like an $8 credit and then tell you to buzz off,
call it a wash, or even just be like fill the rest of the packaging and be like, sorry for the inconvenience. You know, and like, here's a 5% coupon. But the nice thing with Pokemon Company, what they do is they really take care of their fans. Mm-hmm. And they like take it the next step further. Like, hey, we just totally jumped a rhino shit on this. Let us make up for it.
I can't believe you just said that. That's disgusting.
Yeah. But the point is, like, overall, I think they are... No matter how much we want to think about it, they didn't necessarily take a loss because those boxes don't cost $50 to make. But the fact that they are cutting into their profit margin to make things right speaks volumes to me, especially from one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, you wouldn't see Disney doing that. You wouldn't see... What's another really big company? Amazon doing that. I mean, yeah, they'll rectify the situation. They might send you what you're due, but that's it. Yeah, but Pokemon Company went above and beyond. They're giving you what you're due, which are the two packs. They're giving you the three additional cards. They're giving you your extra money back that you spent to pre-order because this was, quote, an inconvenience. They said, sorry for the inconvenience. Here's all this shit. And as a customer, I really appreciate it. I appreciate that they were on top of their stuff as soon as possible. I appreciate that they were communicative with the whole situation and didn't just wait for people to get their products and throw a fit before sending out an email. Like, I feel like in this situation, they did all the things right.
I agree.
Yeah. I honestly, props up to them. I don't know a whole lot of big companies that, like I said, take care of their fans as well as Pokemon Company does.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know more on, like, how they treat their employees and stuff like that. But honestly, I've never heard of them, like, mistreating their employees or the people that work for them at all. You know, which a lot of times with big companies like this, there's always someone saying, like, oh, well, this happened there, and this is why you shouldn't work there. Like, look at Amazon and other big companies like this. Like, there's constant stories, you know?
Even
and
Google with their lower-tier employees. Like, right. You always hear about how Google's such an awesome place to work, but if you're not one of the people working on the Google website or working to improve that, I heard they treat you like crap.
Yikes.
But I don't know for sure. But you just hear horror stories sometimes, and you know, you've talked about horror stories of when you were in retail. I've talked about horror stories from when I was working at, like, McDonald's, and Brittany just watched the soul leave her body at the mention of
Ross
McDonald's.
Ross.
Ross.
No, for real.
God,
and
such
so,
a
like,
shitty place to work, dude.
The Pokemon Company is one of the few companies that I haven't at least personally heard of mistreating employees. That's probably something I'm going to look into so that we can discuss this more probably next week. But it just seems like all around, like, they really genuinely care about everyone involved with their brand and with the people who are involved with it.
Yeah, so
good for them. Good on them.
Pokemon Company, their American, like, offices are on LinkedIn. So, yeah.
Very nice.
If you want to work for the Pokemon Company, jump on LinkedIn, because I've seen them advertise a couple times for work for Pokemon in Washington. I'm like, ooh.
Tempting.
If I weren't already tied down to a job,
yeah,
I'd be like, deuces, I'm going to Washington to work for the Pokemon Company.
Washington is also where they filmed Twilight and Forks, and I want to live there. And that's my dream, so that'd be great. They'd go hand in hand. Just living there and working for Pokemon. Do you know how fucking cool that would be? Do you know how great that would be?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe I'm the only person that just, like, fucking loves Twilight in this room, but that's fine.
I've actually
Potato
never
loves
seen
Twilight
it.
Too. Dude, it's not bad. It's, like, it's very, like, it's shitty, but
it's
got character.
Bad.
Shut up. It's
got
like character.
It's like Dragon Ball Evolution.
No,
it's Fantastic
not.
Four
no,
reboot
it's not.
Bad.
Have you seen every single one? Have you watched them all at least 10 times, Jake? You have to analyze every bit of it to fucking know whether it's bad or not, okay? Don't cringe.
So Brittany, that was me who cringed, not him.
No,
I cringed. Just had a strunk.
I started reading the first book when I was in
really
sixth
good.
Grade. I got to the point where Edward glittered, and I put the book in my desk, and I genuinely forgot it. And then it got
that's
stolen.
Like
now, hold on, hold
this
on.
This is such a fucking
on.
Millennial thing to say. Like,
no, hold on, I'm not
glittered,
done.
Like,
I'm not done.
Are you attacking us?
Yeah, I am.
I'm not done. So I forgot the book in my desk because I was in sixth grade and I forgot everything then. I forgot instruments. I forgot my phone. I forgot everything. And I go back the next day and I'm like, oh, I gotta get this shitty book. And someone stole it.
Because it's a good book.
And I never bothered to try and get it back.
Okay, but, like, that's the part that everybody, like, justifies the movie being shitty for. Like, oh my god, they're glittery. And I'm like, the movie has a fucking plot. The characters aren't great, like, as far as the actors go. Like, they could have casted better people, for
Robert
sure.
Robert Pattinson
I agree.
Hated it.
I understand that. I agree. But imagine, like, they redid Twilight, but no. Same setting, same plot, different actors, like, that actually have a passion for the fucking movie and read the fucking books.
Okay, Brittany, like, would be Bella.
No.
No, so, okay.
Like, that would be so nice. And then there's the part where people are like, he's glittery, and I'm like, it's a cool concept. Who fucking cares? He looks like a diamond Funko Pop. Good for fucking him. That's so, not the point of the fucking movie.
I'm not going to try to play devil's advocate here, but to kind of kill the conversation. So I do know most of the time when movies to book adaptations fail, it's not because the book was bad, because the writing hit the demographic and the age group of people that it was supposed to hit.
Sixth grade girls.
Shut the fuck
pretty
up.
Much. Or lonely middle-aged women.
Or Britney specifically.
E-girls. The modern e-girl. Yes.
I've been a fan since I was, like, very young. So that doesn't apply to, like, but all the e-girl trend liking Twilight.
What I'm saying, though, is I think it's more of the writing and production team's fault than the actual content itself. Because if you look at the content on paper, it is kind of like a...
It's still not good. I'm sorry. Like, up until that point, the book still was not good.
You didn't even finish reading it.
So, I didn't like the whole first half of it. Why would I bother finishing it?
Here's the thing. I think everyone that likes Fifty Shades of Grey likes Twilight.
Pages.
I think the films were just executed poorly compared to the content that was available. And I think because the films were so bad, it made the rest of the franchise look like a joke. Is it amazing? Is it like grade A content like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? Fuck no, it's not. But there's
we're on that same page.
But there's a lot worse out there. Anyways, moving on.
Twilight sucks, last words. Okay.
Shut up.
So we're moving on.
God, I hate you. Not you. But Jake. I'm taking out my hate on Jake because you don't deserve it.
That's fine. Thank you. All right. So we are moving on. As we know, official Pokemon sanctioned tournaments have been put on hold due to our good old friend COVID-19.
Gang.
And we do not know when they're coming back. However, there's been some clues around that might talk about, like, these Pokemon official tournaments coming back really soon. And part of it... Oh, shut up. You never went to them. Don't get all excited.
I am excited because that means there's more stuff coming back. Like, here's the thing. We are a Pokemon podcast. We could go and actually, like, see these things and do shit now.
I have tried to get both of you to
Sam
come.
Sam wants to fight everyone today.
I've tried.
She should have been left on the river.
Oh, no. That's not funny. People die in the river every year.
Yeah, people die in the river, you asshole.
I'm not saying die, just left.
What's the difference? You're going to be stranded. You're going to die eventually.
No.
Can't stand forever, Jake.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying eventually, a crane swoops down. She grabs it by the leg. She takes off and flies off into the sunset.
What crane can lift my ass?
Liz, I just created the scenario. You're the one not believing that magic can happen.
It's a swan is going to come in. With the little ducklets. No.
Yeah.
So, if you are both so excited that Pokemon tournaments might be coming back, I expect to see you both next week at Board Fox.
You know, I would do that, but I work a lot, so we'll see.
Expect
I
expect like to see you at Board Fox next week.
Oh, I don't have Revic.
I dare you to
chug
that.
I'm like,
shit.
If you're so excited, you better be there.
I dare you to just drink all of that. Yeah. Oh, that was close. Yeah.
Two doesn't count. Okay, so hobby stores can soon be giving out exciting evolution inspired goodies to people who actually play there. Brittany.
I literally fucking do. Why do you keep getting on my case about this? I literally play it.
There.
Oh, there?
Yeah, at the store.
No, I don't play it at the store.
So basically what happens is every time a new TCG set is released, the Pokemon Company International sends a marketing kit to hobby stores containing advertisements, freebies to give out to players, and even promo cards on occasion. For Evolving Skies, hobby stores will receive 90 Eeveelution stickers It's like 10 different designs with nine different designs with 10 stickers each. 50 wall posters that are 10 by 24 inches and 25 lanyards containing lenticular character card. So when you think of like lenticular, you think of like if you look at it one direction, it's one picture, but then as you move it, it shifts and it's kind of like a hollow thing. So that's what it means. And it would have like pictures of all nine of the Eeveelutions, including Eevee. Hobby stores usually give out these items to players who buy Pokemon TCG items Hobby stores usually give these items to players who buy Pokemon TCG items or play in Pokemon events. It's up to their discretion. So if you are super tight with the people at your local game store, they might hook you up. If you are one of the better players, they might hook you up. If you just show up and love it and lose every single time, they might hook you up for being a good sport. It seems like the lenticular card will feature the Ken Sugimori artwork of the Eeveelutions, which is super cool. Images of these marketing kits sometimes just use placeholder images, so we don't know what these items will look like until the kits arrive. The marketing kit will also include a 2-foot by 3-foot Eeveelution window cling and a 17.25-inch by 24-inch lenticular card sign. So it's like a jumbo card, essentially.
Mm. Big boy card.
Mm-hmm. Hobby stores will probably keep these two items to hang in their windows. It seems the lenticular card sign will feature the card images, so it may be like a jumbo lenticular card. All of the kit's items are prohibited from being resold by stores. It's also up to the hobby stores to order a kit. They aren't automatically sent. So, unfortunately, I don't think our local store gets one of these kits because I've never seen any of the advertising promotional stuff in their windows. And I, at one point, went there like on a weekly basis. And I'm going to start going there again for Pokemon League.
There's a chance that they might this time just because of how popular it's been. But I agree with you. I think generally they don't carry that kind of stuff because I don't think there's enough demand for at least competitive playing. So they don't see a whole lot of reason for them to want to do it. But it might be different now. You know, with the rise of popularity, we might have a little bit of...
That shit freaks me out every time it turns on. Sprinklers, Brittany. It sounds like a hissing thing and I don't
like
it.
It's Steve. Don't taking a tinkle. Say it.
That's why I'm afraid. Is because you guys
pee.
take a pee pee. Anyways, so again, I think because of the popularity in the TCG, both for like the monetary portion of it, but as well as like people getting the hobbies and exploring new hobbies, there's a slight chance.
I also think if. Like, and this doesn't just go for our local game store. This goes for any game store around, like, the nation who has the opportunity to get some of these marketing kits. I think if you're going to go for any marketing kit, this is going to be the one. I mean, there are very few things more popular than the Eeveelutions. Everyone knows there's only 11 Pokemon in the entire Pokemon universe. Pikachu, Charizard, and the Eeveelutions. And that's it. So, if a store is going to jump on this for maybe the first time, I think this is an excellent opportunity. And you never know. I mean, they could be super cool little cute prizes for like an unofficial league, like I know ours has. They can be given to like loyal customers who spend a ton of money. There's just a lot of options. And the only limit is that they can't be sold in stores. But hopefully some people will see some of that awesome stuff. If you get some of these really neat promotional items, you should tag us in it. Let us
send them to us so we can have them.
Or do that. Let us see what kind of items that your stores are getting. And show like the growth of that TCG coming back. Yeah.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeetus deletus.
Don't like that.
I said yeetus deletus, not fetus deletus.
You just said it!
Anyways, no, I agree. And guys, don't forget, tag us in your pools and stuff like that. We want to show off your art and show off your accounts and stuff like that. If it means that we can grow the community together, do it. Tag us and stuff. We love awesome. Sharing you guys' pools and stuff like that and fan art, so don't forget to do that.
Yes.
Do it.
Give do it. It.
Do it. I am the Senate.
Bitch, I am the Senate. I love that.
You know, one of my favorite videos, sorry, just a little rabbit trail and then we'll jump right back on track. One of my favorite videos on YouTube of all time is that scene, but instead of having the actual audio, they did text-to-speech. And so that includes all of the lightsaber swinging and the spinning.
What did the lightsaber swinging sound like?
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Wah. Swing. Swoosh.
One more little tangent, then we'll hop back on the trail. We're gonna take a quick picture of a lizard. Ooh, lizard. Do you guys hate the new like text-to-speech voice on TikTok?
Yes, I do.
Bothers me. It's too.
They got sued for the original one that they had.
Really?
What? Yeah, because it sounded like Siri. I'm pretty sure.
Who cares? I get it. I get Apple cares, but like, it really, really bothers me, like a lot. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Anyways, mm-hmm. that's all I had to say to
speaking of to the rabbit saying, the rabbit trail saying that we were just talking about. The score bunny on the ball, futsal promo.
Yeah, it's actually futsal.
Wow. Has officially been released. After 8 long months, the score bunny on the ball Pokemon futsal promo card has finally been revealed. It is the 4th of 5 promo cards players can get as far of a promotion for the youth futsal. I keep wanting to say football.
Is it a
program in England?
Isn't like the playoffs happening for soccer right now too?
I don't know.
Nobody cares, Jake.
So I've been seeing a lot of people posting about it.
Yeah, actually, it's not the playoffs, I think, but it's football. Like their tournament,
yeah.
Right?
Because playoffs is like definitely like an American thing.
Yeah.
Right, they're Players' Cup or whatever. But, I mean, that's kind of perfect timing. If that is happening now,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a perfect timing to, like, have it come out. I don't know if that's the case. All I know if I've seen a couple of posts of people in, like, soccer jerseys. I know a couple years ago I followed the cup pretty big because it was, like, a big year for some reason. But I know I had watched it pretty extensively.
Okay, so I just looked up the futsal versus soccer definition. So, futsal is a 5-side indoor football game, football as in soccer,
mm-hmm.
Played at club and international level on a basketball-sized court. Whilst it may appear similar to soccer, there are a number of distinct differences. Huh.
Cool.
Alright, so I didn't know they were different.
Yeah, no, they're definitely different. I thought the only difference was that futsal was played, like, indoors. And football was played outdoors.
Like, arena football versus football.
Versus, yeah. But, no, apparently, like, the field's smaller, everything's just kind of small.
Crammed together.
It's cool. Munchkin.
It's Munchkin
soccer. Cool. Well, that's cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah. So, we have a few more pieces of TCG news, but not a ton. But the first one we talked about a while ago. In fact, I don't even know how many months ago it was. It was definitely more than like one month. Do you guys remember when we talked about the Professor Willow?
We never
finished. Oh, the Professor Willow card.
We never finished reading about the Square Bunny stuff.
It's exclusive to England.
Okay.
You want to continue?
No, it's fine.
You brought it up. Do it.
No.
No, you have to now.
Nope.
Do it.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Too late.
I'm going to do it.
You're ruining the podcast now.
Okay.
Okay. The other cards that have already been revealed are Pikachu, Eevee, and Grookey. Like most of the other promos, you can get it by spending £15 or more on Pokemon trading card game merchandise at game stores in England or their online store. Score Bunny's promotion will start this Friday. This 5-card set is exclusive to England and won't be available in the United States. Brittany, have you seen these cards?
No.
Oh my god, they're super cute. Like, Pikachu's wearing a jersey that's obviously way too big for him. Eevee and Grookey are both wearing the white jersey as well. But Score Bunny is wearing the red jersey. Of the same team, so it's like their home in a way.
Oh.
But they are all playing and or kicking a Pokemon ball style soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just super cute artworks for some reason. Pikachu is probably the bench warmer because he's like playing at home in his house and everyone else is on the field.
Oh.
So.
He's the last kid to get picked.
Yeah. Okay.
You happy now?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I forgot.
I'm just not gonna ever try to like talk about stuff ever again. It's fine.
Wow.
See how it is. Hold on.
Master,
I'm trying to
Windu,
get a puppy, but I can't.
I take it General Grievous has been destroyed then. I must say, you're here sooner than expected.
In the name of the Galactic Senate of the Republic.
Swoosh.
You're under arrest, Chancellor.
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
The Senate will decide your fate.
I am the Senate.
Not yet.
Swoosh! It's treason! Then! Vroom! Whoosh, woo, ooh, 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 swash!
That's so bad, I hate
swish.
It.
Swoosh!
The ungodly noise Vroom. That he actually makes
Bam.
At that part.
Zap.
This.
Bam!
Thank you for enlightening me.
I love that.
Do you feel better now?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you cared about?
My heart yeah. hurts.
Whoa, ooh, ooh, ooh.
No, I'm never going to be able to watch that scene normal ever again. It's the only thing I'm going to hear.
Master Windu. That is the text-to-speech. They really tried getting the different voices on there. They put a lot of work into that, Jake.
You know, I can tell.
All right, so Professor Willow from Pokemon Go finally has his own card. The Professor
Car?
Card?
What kind of car?
Pinto.
If it's a fucking Ford Focus, I'm going to
I
kill
just
myself.
Said it's a Pinto.
I actually could kind
Gross.
Of see him driving a
Did
Prius.
Did you know those actually, like, were really prone to, like, catching on fire and
yes.
burning?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's cool and horrible.
I think that's neat. People probably fucking died.
Yeah, that's why it's cool.
Okay. The Professor Willow card we were promised a while ago has now been revealed. It's yet another professor's research, similar to Juniper, similar to Magnolia, similar to every professor who has a card ever. It's promo Sword and Shield number 178. The professor's research card featuring Professor Willow comes as a gift with purchases and includes a code for special research. Trainers who purchase Pokemon Go products at the Pokemon Center, including the Pokemon Go Fest 2021 t-shirt, will receive the special Professor's Research card with each product purchased. So if for some reason you decide that you're going to star in your very own math problem and you buy 50 of these Go Fest t-shirts, you're going to have 50 Professor Willow cards.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I find it interesting that they're not like one per like physical purchase, but it's like.
Comes on. With every purchase of a t-shirt.
Yeah, it says Pokemon Go products will receive the special Pokemon's research card with each product purchased. So it's not like one per purchase. It's one per product.
So do you think scalpers are going to buy all these shirts to get these cards and like save them up for a couple of years and then like sell them as a commodity item?
No. No. It's a promo. That means they've made roughly 10 billion of them.
10 billion to be exact?
Yes. No.
Do you have the exact number?
Dick, why are you like this?
69.
Just 69 cards.
Nice.
Got him!
So, they've made a ton of these cards. They're available for purchase with any Pokemon Go related items from Pokemon Center. I don't know what other Pokemon Go related items there are besides these shirts. But, I mean, the shirts are limited. So, once they run out of shirts or products, they're going to run out of cards. But it's not the end of the world if you decide you don't like the shirt, which this year I did not. So I'm not getting said shirt. I'm not paying $20-something for a design I don't like. There will be a chance to get these cards later. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, we're going to talk about the special research that's coming with these cards.
Right after this break. So hey guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back to tell you more Pokemon news. Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Okay, and we're back. So we all took turns taking rhino dumps and peeing on our managers.
I don't have a manager.
Wouldn't yours technically be the principal?
You're technically a manager.
I peed on myself.
Brittany peed on you.
This is not R. fucking Kelly, okay? Like, let's not. Let's not.
R. Kelly trapped in the closet. Oh, God. Dude, did you watch that documentary?
Okay, we're moving
There's
on.
There's a documentary about R. Kelly?
No, we're moving yeah, on. Yeah,
he's a we fucking piece of shit.
I know.
Yeah, we knew this.
Like, dude, like, it's
They did a Behind the Bastards podcast episode on R. Kelly. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Dude, nice. Watch the documentary. Like, the parents and, like, the victims, like, totally expose him. And the fact that this guy just now got to jail is fucking nuts. Anyways, that's all I have to say. Fuck R. Kelly.
Okay. So, going back to Professor Willow, we were just talking about how this card will enable you to get special research. So, the card will include a code that can be used at Niantic's Offer Redemption website to access special research beginning in July. The card is available through the Pokemon Center only while supplies last. Soon, the Pokemon Center won't be the only place to add this special card to your Pokemon TCG collection. Trainers will soon be able to complete the research in Pokemon Go and tasks at Pokemon League events, which is another reason why I think they're coming back, is because you have the option to get this card here soon. So players who do tasks on Pokemon Go and complete tasks in Pokemon League events need to be able to keep their eyes out, where am I, for future announcements about Pokemon Professor Willow's card giveaway. Pokemon League events are still technically paused, so pay attention to your local game stores as well. Like we mentioned before, there are no technical official Pokemon sanctioned events. However, that's not stopping stores from doing some events unofficially. So if they get these cards, they can still hand them out as prizes and stuff like that. The really interesting thing is that they mentioned completing tasks in Pokemon Go. And I'm just wondering how they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it has to do something with like a Pokestop type of a thing.
I bet it's a scanning thing.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think I would necessarily pay to get this card, but I might scan to get this card. Because it is a promo and I need it for my promos binder. Yeah.
How many promos do you have in your promo binder?
Not enough. Not all of them. Because what did I say Professor Willow was? 178. I do not have that many. I'm missing quite a few. And a lot of them are the pre-release promos that I cannot get out of the build-in battle boxes. Because I can never find build-in battle boxes.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, Jake, do you want to tell us about the 25th anniversary in Japan?
Yes, I would love to tell you about the 25th anniversary in Japan once I pull that up and I'm able to tell you about it. Did you know it is 25 years of Pokemon? Does come from Japan.
I also have no clue of that either.
That's pretty wild. But anyways, the 25th anniversary of Japan, the 25th anniversary set has been revealed for Japan. A 25th anniversary collection mini set will release in Japan October 22nd. It will be Japan's S8A set. It will feature 28 cards before secret rares. All of the cards will be holo. The set will celebrate 25 years of the Pokemon TCG history. It will feature iconic Pokemon from the first set of each generation, such as Pikachu, Dialga, Palkia, Zacian, Zacian, Zamazenta. Each card will feature conceptual artwork of the Pokemon, exemplifying the atmosphere or aesthetic of its era. Or example, this could mean using characters or elements of its generation, emulating the real-world art style of the time or similar. These sell sheets are always vague to generate speculation. If you purchase 4 booster packs of the set, you'll receive a 1-card promo booster pack. It will feature cards from the past. The cards in the pack will not be legal for standard tournament play, which will probably mean that they are reprints of old cards, such as starter Pokemon. We're getting in our first partner packs, which are illegal jumbo cards. First of all, I'd be pretty impressed if you could even build a deck out of just jumbo cards.
I mean, they have enough of them out there.
Right, but I meant, like, they don't have energies, do they?
They're just... No, they don't.
So, like, I would love it if, like, they did print off energies and someone just came with a big-ass deck just to play.
A jumbo deck.
A jumbo deck. It would be hilarious. Anyways, these promo packs will all be included within other products. Each of these sets booster packs will contain 5 cards like usual, but they will cost 297 yen, which is 100 yen more than regular sets. This is to account for the holo cards. Each booster box will contain 16 booster packs instead of the typical 30. Do you think we're going to get something similar in the US, like a mini anniversary set?
Yes, I really do. Because generally what they get in Japan is what we're getting here. So I do think that it's going to be our 25th anniversary set of something really similar. I am curious to see what this extra promo pack is. I heard a rumor that there's going to be another print of a base set Charizard, but I cannot confirm nor deny it because I only saw it once and haven't seen it since, which is a super big bummer because it'd have the new holo stripe pattern instead of the regular holo pattern.
Weird milky thing they got going on back there.
Yeah, it would be cool. I would also like them, as much of a Charizard fan as I am, I would also like them to show some love to some other Pokemon, like maybe the Johto region, like the legendary dogs, Lugia, Ho-Oh. That'd be cool too. But you never know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Right now they are being really hush-hush about it. I mean, because it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be our 25th anniversary set. But I get the feeling that most of these cards are going to end up being bangers, which I'm totally cool with. Brittany, what do you think?
What? I was posting on the story.
Hmm.
For the podcast. I actually was. You can go check. I literally just did.
So we were talking...
Do you want to share with the class?
We were talking about the 25th anniversary set and how Japan is being pretty quiet about it. We don't know anything yet. However, we do know that every card is going to be a holo. There's going to be 28 cards in the set. And they're also going to have a promotional pack, a promo pack, featuring reprints of older cards that are not legally playable.
Nice. That's definitely going to be something that people are going to be like really going after, probably. It's going to be something that everybody wants. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And then, sorry, I'm very tired right now.
Methamphetamine.
No. No, bad. Wrong idea.
What is that?
It's Pikachu.
Okay.
Is he doing the chicken dance?
I don't fucking know what he's doing. He's living his best life.
I think it'll be a really cool set, though. Like, something a lot of people are really anticipating, which is kind of a good and a bad thing, but I guess I don't know if it would be considered, like, its own set. Is it its own set?
It is its own set, at least in Japan. I am willing to bet that it's going to be its own set here, too. Although, you never know, because America usually gets, well, the rest of the world gets bigger sets than Japan. So, you never know. It might be its own. It might be its own thing. It might be combined with something else.
That'd be cool. I'm excited to see what it'll be, though.
I can see them doing what they did with Shining Fates with it.
Are you going to continue that thought process?
No, that was literally the only thought I had.
What do you mean by that?
That makes no sense.
Like, just like a tiny one-off random
set. Shining Fates is not a small set.
Okay, but
the Shiny Vault is bigger than a lot of sets altogether.
Okay, what I'm saying is, though, it breaks away from everything else.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a special set. I mean, it's going to be a special set. It's not going to be part of our regular Sword and Shield, just like Shining Fates was. So, yeah, it's going to stand out, but it's not going to be a one-off kind of like Shining Fates. Shining Fates is like a once every other year type thing. But I think it'll still be cool. Like I said, just really hoping for some really awesome cards to be reprinted, if they're going to reprint cards at all. It sounds like when they mention Dialga, Palkia, Zacian, Zamazenta, that it looks like they're going for like the main legendaries, which are exclusive to each gen. So,
are they going to have that stamp on it for the 25th anniversary?
We don't know.
Oh.
Japan has been very, very quiet about it, so we know nothing other than what we have reported.
Fair enough. I wouldn't be surprised if they do have a little stamp.
Yeah, I bet you, if anything, the promo packs will.
That just makes them more special.
Of course, this is all speculation. Obviously, we have no insider knowledge because nobody trusts us with that. But
that's some bullshit.
Would you trust us with insider knowledge?
Yes.
Really? Would you trust?
Maybe. No.
Would you trust?
Yes.
You shouldn't. Oh. You shouldn't. I'm like, you should not trust me with that knowledge. I only trust
Potato with insider knowledge.
Whisper your deepest secrets into Potato's ear. Go.
She wouldn't tell on me.
She will sell them.
She would not. She's literally fucking sleeping right next to me, putting her little paws on me, twitching in her sleep. Like, she's whisper comfortable with me. Whisper your
deep, dark secrets into her ear.
I bet her mom's dead.
Oh my god, don't fucking say that to her. She doesn't know that.
I mean, I'm sure she does. Okay,
she's sleeping. She doesn't know shit. It's fine.
She's just dreaming of all the ways she can kill us.
Probably.
Anyways, so
we also have another set releasing in Japan on September 24th. And if I am a betting person, which I'm not, but let's just hypothetically say I am, I bet you this set is going to be the set that our 25th anniversary is connected to. Yeah. September 24th, we'll see the release of an S8 Fusion Art set. As with Single Strike and Rapid Strike, the set will introduce a third battle style called Fusion.
Ooh.
Mew VMAX will be the star of the set, and will exemplify the new Fusion style. It'll feature 100 cards before Secret Rares. This should be the first V-Union set.
The set will see the release of card sleeves and deck box featuring Dynamax Mew, Pikachu products will also release alongside the set.
Thank you for finishing that. Yeah, it's like the last
bullet. You are welcome.
I'm not being genuine.
You appreciate it. Just take the gift.
I'll take it. I'll take it back.
Can you stop making that noise with your toes? I can. I've been sitting here listening to it for so long, and I'm going to say something. He's like, for everybody at home, Jake is like not wearing socks, which is fucking weird.
He's like snapping his toes together. Like,
yeah, he's snapping his toes together, and I can fucking hear it against the carpet, and it's driving me fucking crazy, and I have to say something about it now.
So like,
I'm gonna do it all the time. So like, the only thing you hear in your sleep is just.
God, I hate that. I hate that shit so much. So
how I sound when I'm not snapping with my good hand?
But with toes.
That's his toes.
I hate it.
Okay, so.
You freak me out. I can't do it.
Video game news. First off, E3 finished up this past Tuesday with Nintendo and their Nintendo Direct. I don't know if either of you two saw it. We got some good games coming out. However, we called it on Monday night when we recorded our last episode. There was not a mention of Pokemon, which is to be expected since Pokemon does their own directs right now.
Right. Well, that and like we've had so much Pokemon stuff coming out. I personally would not be surprised if they don't do anything other than like maybe some sneak peeks of gameplay or a trailer release.
That's literally all E3 is.
No.
Yeah.
I don't follow that, so.
Wow.
I'm like, that's literally E3 in a nutshell, is gameplay and trailers and announcements.
I don't really play a ton of video games, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we could tell. It's okay. We know.
That's fine. We just know you're a fake fan. It's fine.
I mean, I play Pokemon, you're not but a I, real don't, like, gamer. I don't like.
Unless you play every game. Name every game.
Every game.
Name every game that exists.
Halo.
Okay, that was our fault for setting the bar really low. Speaking of, they are releasing a new Halo game.
Halo Infinite this holiday 2021.
Except one thing I am really excited for is they are releasing another Metroid video game. It's like the first one in like 19 years.
Technically, isn't Halo already infinite because it's a ring, so like you just go around forever?
We're done talking about Halo.
Yeah.
That's Xbox. Yep. We are Nintendo.
Speak for yourself, Jesus.
I am Nintendo because I cannot afford a PlayStation.
I feel that.
Okay, but going back, obviously we didn't hear any Pokemon news. This was expected because Pokemon's probably going to have their own Direct probably within the next couple weeks if they have any new news to share. We did, however, get some information about Pokemon Unite, which is the cross-platform MOBA game very similar to League of Legends. The Pokemon Company International and TIMI Studio Group announced that not today, but this week, that Pokemon's first strategic team battle game, Pokemon Unite, will release in July of 2021 on Nintendo Switch systems and in September 2021 on mobile devices. Ooh. Pokemon Unite will be a free to start with optional in-game purchases available.
Microtransactions. Or the devil.
So EA's claim to fame, League of Legends, buying new characters, it's the same shindig.
Yep.
I bet the popular Pokemon are going to be behind a paywall, and you go from there.
Do you guys think you'll end up picking it up?
Oh yeah, it's free. It's a free game, so yeah, I'm definite. If you pick that cat up, Potato will.
She'll get salty.
She will attack. Okay.
That's fine.
She chose death.
I could choose.
Anyways, so cross-platform to play between Nintendo Switch and mobile devices is planned, which allows players on both platforms to battle together. Additionally, players may use their Pokemon Trainer Club account or Nintendo account on both Nintendo Switch and mobile to easily keep their progress synced between devices. An all-new trailer also has been revealed showing the game's opening cinematic, along with new gameplay footage. The trailer can be viewed on the official Pokemon Unite YouTube channel. Pokemon Unite takes place on Eos Island of a Mythical. Island on Mythical Island. Said to be on the ocean's unexplored frontier, on Eos Island, players will find the Unite Battle Committee, UBC, which runs a series of Unite Battle tournaments. In Unite Battle, players form teams of five, compete against each other to see who can score the most points. Before time runs out, players also experience a mysterious new form of energy known as Eos Energy. Eos Energy can be used to unite battles to evolve Pokemon. The rules of Unite Battles are where trainers and their Pokemon compete in 5-on-5 team battles. The key to victory in a Unite Battle is to have a higher score than the other teams. When time runs out, to earn points for your team, you must gather Eos Energy by defeating wild and opposing Pokemon, and then deposit that energy into one of the opposing team's goal zones. Unite Battle takes place in various stadiums, and the rules for each stadium differ. There can be different numbers of team members, different match lengths, and even different legendary Pokemon that appear.
So another thing that they're doing is that each Pokemon will have a category or a different role of what it is. So kind of like how D&D has different classes, each Pokemon's going to have a different...
Was that loud?
On here it was.
My bad.
Wow.
Sorry. Hey, I just stopped a fucking all-out war from happening, okay? Peacemaker.
You were also the one that called that cat over.
Where were you when World War II happened, Brittany? You got nothing to say.
I'm gonna be there when World War III happens, Jake.
You're gonna be the start of it.
I will, and the end of it. I will start it and finish it.
That's what Hitler thought.
Well, I mean, it did kind of... I mean, it did kind of end when he... Okay,
he was not enjoying the app.
Yeah. So there's going to be different roles, kind of like you have like a speedster, a tank, and you have a couple of other different things as well. So the footage that I, not the footage, but the pictures that I saw featured Snorlax and Pikachu running around the play field while other Pokemon were around. One thing that this doesn't take into account is typings. So Hop and all his infinite knowledge of type matching will do nothing for you, because if you use a Charizard on a Bulbasaur, like, it's nothing's going to happen other than regular damage. So I got into League for a while, and I really liked the system and like how you played. But the thing I did not like about League, and this goes for a ton of MOBA games, is that if you are not good, you're going to get bullied for not being good. And I don't want this to happen with this Pokemon game. But you never know. It might happen. I'll try it out. I might get bored of it. I feel like it's just a League of Legends light.
Yeah.
Using Pokemon characters.
I'll try it out, and like, obviously, if I don't really like the Pokemon that are available or just like the gameplay style, I might end up dropping it.
Have you played MOBA games before?
Force Arena. But that was actually really fun, and I did enjoy it a lot. And so if it's similar to that, I'll definitely like play it. The only issue is like when I tried the Pokemon Cafe, it was fun for like 2 days, and then like the grind was just so repetitive that it kind of like lost its luster, you know?
I think this game's gonna hold players' attention better, because it mentioned that in the different arenas there's gonna be different rules and different ways how to play. And so there's gonna be more combinations of what you can do with the different Pokemon and the different roles and the different areas, as opposed to match the cupcakes. Make sure you get them. So yes. I feel like it inherently, just by game design, is going to be more engaging than Pokemon Cafe. Pokemon Cafe, at least for me, was like something you use to kill time in a doctor's office. I know League of Legends matches would go on intensely for half an hour. And so it sounds like that this scoring system is going to be a little bit different, which means you probably won't have half an hour long matches, but still. It's going to be similar. Like, the person who has the most points at the end wins.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, cool. That is all of our video game news. We are going to move on to Pokemon Go news in there. Not a ton of that either. Especially with Go Fest coming up. They kind of just want to lay low for now. First off, we have the Bidoof breakout event.
Fuck is Pokemon Company's obsession with Bidoof? Like, I don't understand. Like,
given... No, it's the clientele who made it a goddamn meme. It's
crazy.
You were the one who took pictures of Bidoof's ass.
I have a lot of pictures of Bidoof's ass, actually. Like,
so
I don't think it's necessarily just, like, Bidoof itself, but, like, the essence of Bidoof. It's a very memeable Pokemon, and I think anytime that you have something that you could just, like... destroy through satire is just like gold.
Yeah, and they did make it an HM slave and in Diamond and Pearl. So basically you put all of the HMs on this one Pokemon so the rest of your Pokemon could have actually good moves, and you would keep this Pokemon in your party up until Victory Road, until you finish Victory Road. So that way you could get there. And then when you battled the Elite Four, you'd have, like, five monsters. And then Bidoof. When, like, their strongest is, like, fucking rock climb.
Bidoof, jack of all trades and a master of none.
More or less. That is, like, Bidoof in a nutshell. So, this event...
Would Bidoof be in a nutshell, or does it crack nutshells?
This event starts on Friday, June 25th at 10 a.m. local. And ends on Thursday, July 1st at 8 p.m. local. Bidoof will be appearing more often in the wild, in raids, and in encounters when you complete event-exclusive field research. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny Bidoof, which is slightly more yellow.
Ew. Dislike.
Our preliminaries. It's like a yellowish brown. It's like a brighter brown, more or less. Our preliminary research, this is coming from LeakDuck, suggests that the rate at which Bidoof will be appearing in the wild will increase over the course of the event. So, whereas, like, at the beginning of the event, you might see some Bidoof happening, like, here or there, at the end of the event, you're going to be, like, overrun with Bidoof because they're busting out.
I don't know if you will remember this. Sam might. But do you remember, like, on the older analog PCs where, like, when it glitches out, like, when you move the cursor, like, multiplies in, like, all over the place?
Yes, and you move the box around, and the error just,
like,
box.
Yes. And just, like, yeah. That's what I'm just imagining with Bidoof, just, like, glitching out.
Yeah. So, on certain days of the event, Bidoof you encounter will know attacks that they normally cannot learn. On Thursday, July 1st, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time, you can use a charged TM to teach Bidoof any of these attacks. And some of these attacks are ridiculous. After the event, you can use an elite charged TM to do the same. During each of the times listed below, you can encounter Bidoof that know the following attacks. So, they know Shadow Ball, which is a ghost-type move, from Friday, June 25th at 10 a.m. to Saturday, June 26th at 11:59 p.m. Then the Pokemon move changes to Thunderbolt from Sunday, June 27th at 12 a.m. to Monday, June 28th at 11:59 p.m. To where it then changes to Ice Beam from Tuesday, June 29th at 12 a.m. to Wednesday, June 30th at 11:59 p.m. And then on June 1st, if you missed your chance to get a Bidoof with one of these ridiculously powerful, stupid moves that a Bidoof shouldn't have, that is when you can use a charge TM to change to one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you evolve Bidoof anytime during this event, you'll get a Bibarel that knows Hyper Beam.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You'll be able to get Bidoof gift stickers from spinning Pokestops and opening gifts. Additional bonuses include catch XP that increases every 2 days. I can guarantee you this is what most people are going to be excited about. They're going to care about this more than the Bidoof knowing a ghost type move more than the shiny Bidoof. So you get 2x catch XP from Friday, June 25th at 10 a.m. to Saturday, June 26th at 11:59. 3x catch XP from Sunday, June 27th, 12 a.m. to Monday, June 28th at 11:59. And 4x catch XP from Tuesday, June 29th at 12 a.m. to Wednesday, June 30th at 11:59. If you do this with... Stop. Away from me. If you do this with a lucky egg that doubles your XP, you have the potential to get anywhere from 4x the regular amount XP to 8x the amount of regular XP. So if you are on that grind to hit level 40 or level 50 and you need a bunch of XP, start catching. Start making sure that you have those lucky eggs on, because it's going to be intense. Then, last week we talked about having a surprise Pokemon in raids starting June 17th. That surprise Pokemon is Regigigas. Before this, the only chance to get Regigigas was at an EX special raid that you had to be either invited, that you had to be invited to. When COVID happened, they got rid of EX raids and we haven't had them since. But now Regigigas is available to everyone. The shiny is also available, so this is pretty cool. Regigigas will be in raids until July 1st. Last but not least, we already covered GoFest. So, if you want to hear that, go a few episodes back. We have all the news. If we have any other news, we'll definitely get it to you. But the next community day is going to be July 3rd. We do not know what it is yet. That information is coming out on the 21st.
That'll be cool. Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and move on to new product news. It looks like we have just a bunch of news and shenanigans going on this week, but that's okay because Evolving Skies, August 27th, some of the things coming out with that, the Marnie Premium Tournament Collection Box will release on August 6th.
Keep going. It's Brittany being
done. A new Trainer's Toolkit is coming out in stores August 6th. 2 new Pokemon V-Boxes featuring Ice Rider Calyrex V or Shadow Rider Calyrex V will also release on August 6th. So August 6th is a big day coming out for that, so be on top of it on August 6th. Save up your coins, boys and girls. And then Battle Stadium releasing in August as well. And Chilling Rains has officially been released. If you haven't already, go to our Instagram at critical... something something
underscore
hit, underscore hit the podcast.
No, let me get it up correctly. Critical underscore hit underscore podcast.
Right, and then check out our unboxing. We got some pretty cool pulls from that set, so you're going to want to check that out. It's going to be a fun set. I'm pretty excited about it, so... it'll be one of those things that you will want to check out.
Yeah. So, Brittany, just to get you back on track, hon, you're going to tell us about some miscellaneous news.
I sure am. It's actually something that I'm excited about. So, there have been new Funkos that have been revealed. We have a Charizard, a Horsea, a 25th anniversary Silver Charmander, and another fucking Pikachu. This time it's sitting on its ass. This is not the next series that is being released, but the one after. The Charizard actually looks really cool. All of these are available to pre-order right now at GameStop. I personally will probably only be getting the Charizard.
The Charizard definitely looks cool. There are rumors in the works that a 10-inch is coming out as well.
That'd be nice.
I would not be surprised if they also do the 18-inch like they did Pikachu.
You think so? Well, yeah, because it's Charizard.
I mean, like we talked about, there's only 11 Pokemon in the entire franchise.
Honestly.
Charizard, Pikachu, and the evolutions.
Yep.
So, yeah, I can guarantee you a 10-inch is coming out. I would not be surprised if an 18-inch is coming out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Would you buy it?
I would be very on the fence.
Because I think they're like $100.
They are $100. And I have to think that I do not have the room as it is. I have that. Nowhere to put an 18-inch Charizard Funko Pop.
But having one would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. No, without a doubt. Like, out of all of them, this is the one I would get. I have already pre-ordered the original. I am already planning on getting the 10-inch.
Yeah.
If they did an 18-inch, though, I would be very hard to... It'd be very hard to say no. But also, it'd be very hard to justify.
Yeah.
Because that is not a thing that you just want to purchase and be like, look what I got! That's like...
And the thing with the 18-inch pops, too, like, they don't have, like, a window display for them like they do with, like, standard pops. Like, it's literally a giant pop inside of a fucking box that has the pop on the outside of it, and that's it. Like...
Yeah.
It's that not one for display,
I that guess. One, I think I would take it out.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, honestly, a pop is okay as long as you don't destroy the box. You can put it back in there and it's fine because 9 times out of 10, they do not seal those boxes.
Yeah, no, they don't. And then, honestly, they have box protectors. So when you take it out, you can put the box in the protector to keep them safe and store them away.
And as long as the pop doesn't get damaged in any way through, like, discoloration or falling or snapping, I mean, you can just put it back in the box and nobody knows any different.
Right. That's true.
Honestly, and it's only, like, a select few pops that actually gain any monetary value, if we're being honest. Yeah,
let's be fair. People are collecting pops and they think that keeping them in the box is going to be better.
But no, they're like so like so,
I don't know.
I follow some of the avid pop like pop like collectors. Like,
yes and no, I see both sides.
So a lot of the pop figure like the avid pop collectors who like collect because in one like they like them but 2 grand of monetary value. A lot of them keep their pops out of the box, right? And so like if they still make like, if these collectors believe that they maintain a value outside the box, it doesn't matter. I think it's the amount like how you're taking care of them outside the box, discoloration. You know, is the box protected?
Keeping them out of the sun.
So on and so forth, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like... I don't know. Collect how you want. But it's, yeah. It's one of those things where it's just like... It's not like some action figures where, like, if you break the seal on the box, it's, like, devalued, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's an open seal box where, like... There's no sticker tab that, like, has a seal on it that guarantees, like...
The value of it.
The value of it.
Yeah, and for most of my pops, I do keep them in the box as well. Don't get me wrong. But there are some boxes that just come crumpled because of shipping.
Yeah.
Or I accidentally, like, if it's sitting on my floor before I have a chance to put it up, I might accidentally kick the thing on accident and then it, like, crumples a little bit. So, I don't know. I try to keep them in the boxes if I think they'll look nicer in the boxes.
That's fair.
A 18-inch Charizard where I cannot see the Charizard does not look better in the box to me.
I get that. I don't know. I'm the type of pop collector, like, all of my pops stay in the box. Like, they do not come out of the box. I have one pop that is out of the box because it is, like, a duplicate of a pop that I already have. And that is the only reason why it's out of the box. Like,
when I got my first two pops, it was, Adam West Batman and the Cesar Romero Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them out of the box and was, I don't know what, I just was being stupid
so
with them.
What I can tell you generally, so for example, my Yellow Jacket figure that I have, right? There's only like, let me find out. They're numbered.
Like, my special edition, like, art set collector's Conductor Mickey, yeah, that's staying in the box.
Yeah.
And it's staying in the protected, like, hardcover box, too.
Okay, so this Yellow Jacket bus that I have, there's only 2,000 of them ever made, right?
Jesus.
So, the thing is, though, is, like, when Diamond Select, Funko, so on and so forth, and when they make these figures, they do make them with 100% the intention for them to be displayed outside the box. Right, so for example, like this Yellow Jacket one, for our visual listeners, right, so like there's no tab on them because they want them outside the box, right? So the thing is, they intentionally don't have a sticker on there, so you take them on the box and display them. And most of the time they do have a coating that prevents them from sun damage, so on and so forth, and as long as there's not actual damage to the paint. And so with this type of packaging, it allows you to... be able to take it out of the box, display it,
with minimal risk of losing the value in the product.
Yeah. And I get that, but, like, it's different with pop collectors, because, like, that is, like, my main area of, like, expertise as far as, like, collecting goes. Sorry. And I've noticed, like, most people, like, in these groups that I'm in, like, with all these major collectors, like, not only just here in Colorado, but, like, in a lot of other places, too, and just in general, like, even on, like, the Funko app and everything, like, the pops will retain their value and, like, stay nicer if they are in the boxes, and they're easier to stack and, like, keep. Like, tidy in store everywhere, I guess. That's why I prefer to keep them in the boxes for the most part, and it just freaks me out, like, when they're out, because I will have less room for them, I guess, if that makes sense.
That is fair, because, like, you can stack boxes on top of each other, but you can't stack anything on top of an... You can stack boxes on top of each other, but you can't stack anything on top of an open Funko.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, they look really cool out of the box. Like, that setup right there that Jake has in his office, like, it looks really fucking nice, given the Venom, like, is slightly off from the other, like, wrestling ones, and that freaks me the fuck out. You should fix that.
Oh, yeah. So, but... I ran out of Museum Max tabs that, like, hold him secure. And so when they come in, he'll move forward.
I see. I thought he was just being edgy in the shadow of Captain Marvel.
I mean, yeah. So.
But. So the other ones that I have here, sorry.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Don't have a ton of value, except for the Supreme Leader Captain America and the Cosmic Ghost Rider. But.
I should be getting my Ghost Panther one here pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, but a lot of these should be fine outside the box, because I kept the boxes pretty safe. And like I said, I have those Museum Wax tabs on there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not fucking going anywhere. Because I have the Secret Empire figure and comic up there, and I'm terrified of that thing falling down. So if that's secure, those are definitely secure.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, speaking of Funkos and continuing with this conversation, there is a GameStop exclusive coming out. Do you want to talk about said one?
Was it the Pikachu one?
The
diamond. We talked about that last time.
The diamond Pikachu?
Yeah, I thought we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, just a reminder.
That diamond Pikachu pop looks really cute.
Yep, it is no longer available for pre-order, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out the 21st, though, so if you find it, totally pick it up.
Yeah. I love the way those diamond pops look. I think I have, like, 3 of them right now.
Did you ever get your hands on the Vaporeon?
No, I fucking have been looking, and I cannot find it anywhere. It freaks me out. I need
tried.
It.
I almost got it for you for $30.
I know where to find it.
Where?
I have a link. I will send it to you.
Okay.
But it is like $50. But it comes in the sealed case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the only reason I found it is because Abram was working at Domino's and like the Noid thing came up and I was like, what the fuck is that?
And you've never heard of the Noid before?
No.
That was a thing in the 90s, my guy.
Noid?
It's like a little red creature with a big ass nose and like ears, and it's supposed to be mischievous, but it looks kind of creepy.
Yeah, like so that. As a joke, I ordered it for him, and then on that same website they had the Vaporeon, so I'll kick it to you so you can buy it.
Thank you.
But it's supposed to be like, it comes in a plastic box, like protective thing.
It's one of the protective boxes. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm like, I gotta fucking have it.
Cost your soul.
What soul? I already sold that for, like, a corn chip.
You've also watched it leave her body about 5 times tonight.
Yeah.
Steve is not treating it well. You should probably...
Steve needs to fucking
get over himself. We're never gonna work.
When you keep talking about rhino poop.
Rhino oopsie poopsies.
See, there it goes again. Whenever she just zones out and stares into the void and it just stares back, you know that's her losing her soul. So yeah, guys, that is all of our news.
Wow. And it's only 1 in the morning.
Oh, 1:15.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when we get new equipment?
And we spend half an hour trying to put it together.
And I get off work an hour later because GameStop thinks that we need to stay open until 9, even though literally one person showed up between 7 and 9.
Okay, my real question is, did they also open an hour earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, we are open at 11 almost every day now, except for Tuesdays. Or not Tuesdays, Sundays.
So as someone who sometimes leaves super late, it is nice to know that. I know it sucks for you, but...
I hate
it's only going to be on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, we're only open until 9 on Friday
and Saturday.
Yeah, and then on Sunday we're open 12 to 8, and then every other day we're open 11 to 8.
It's kind of redundant.
Yeah.
If it was like every night, I'd be like, okay.
But before COVID, we used to be open until 9 every day.
That's how a lot of stores do it now. They'll have they'll extend hours for their busiest days.
That sucks. But hey, more money.
I mean, I guess.
Congratulations on the taxes.
$2. Yay.
So new pools. New additions. Obviously we got Chilling Rains.
Chilling Rain?
Rains.
No,
rains.
It's one.
Because I had multiple packs.
No, stop.
There's more than one rain.
No, one set. One set.
The purple rain.
Chilling Rain. One set.
Rains.
Snap. Do it. Go.
Pokemon Snap.
No. Stop. Ew. Get your feet away from me.
So what?
Andy has to fucking cut his toes off. Cut his fucking toes off.
They'll just grow back stronger and longer.
No, they will not. Don't fucking
More
say
dexterous.
That.
It's
Don't
like
say
a
that.
Lizard's
That's
tail.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
So I'm not going to lie. With these headphones in, it's fucking chaos. I'm losing my mind.
And you want us to wear headphones too? No.
No, thanks.
That way it'd be like, you could hear us.
I can
but
hear you.
Yourself.
No, I can hear you guys just fine.
If I suffer, we all suffer.
I will conveniently forget my headphones next week. So snap, will Britt.
Snap, snap.
Brittany, you're going to forget your headphones next week.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Oh, I will. Oh, yes. I will. I'm sorry.
I hate you guys.
I'll be using it for
So what'd you get this week?
What'd you get this week?
An Articuno... Galarian Articuno V.
You got something else, too. The full art.
Oh, yeah, the full art peony, penis.
Lipard. And the full art Peonia.
Those.
Yeah.
I was really excited about the Articuno. That's the only thing I really cared about.
The Articuno was badass.
Yeah, and here you are saying how much you friggin' hated the Galarian birds and their design. You bitched on them.
You don't deserve the Articuno.
You bitched on them for months. Months.
I just...
The Moltres look so fucking cool.
And now look at you. Look at this Articuno!
Because the card looks cool. The full arts look even cooler. The general designs are like, eh.
No, you
but
can't
the cards
play that game. You can't
make
play
them
that
look
game.
Cooler.
I'm like, you bitched on these Pokemon for months. You cannot be the most excited about that card.
My heart can change, Sam.
You just said the design is eh.
Oh, well, it was a little Rhino oopsie poopsie.
Dude, that's... every fucking time you say that, my soul just gets crushed.
The title of this episode is Oopsie Poopsie, All News Again. Alright, what'd you guys get?
So, I pulled a Galarian Lipard V. Not Galarian, a Lipard V. Just the regular, not the full art. And then I got... Brittany pulled the Metagross for me. And I got one other, I thought. I don't remember.
I'm trying to get up on my shit.
Either way, it looks like a fun set. I had fun with it. Brittany, what did you get?
I didn't pull anything like major, but the ones that I liked that I pulled were the... It was a holo... I still can't fucking pronounce this. Is it Kabalion?
Kabalion,
which I've never heard of that Pokemon before until today.
It is one of the legendaries of Gen 5.
That makes sense.
That's probably why you haven't heard of it, because it's Gen 5.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dakota.
Makes sense. I don't mind Gen 5 at this point.
I don't either. I really did like the Swords of Justice. But
it's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, it's like, let's just be honest. It's like that little brother.
Not the way that you do it. You're a fucking bully about it, Jake.
Yeah.
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 What else did you
get? Fuck Gen 5.
A holo Gengar that looks really cool. And then a reverse holo Drizzle that is a rapid strike card that I actually really like. I think he looks like an angsty little teenager and looks edgy, and I relate to that. So, yeah.
So cool. Yeah. All right, guys. So, this episode we did all news.
Oopsie poopsie.
Whoops.
Which, we were going to have the main topic.
Oops, all news too, Electric Boogaloo.
But, I mean,
to
be honest, it's nice to get news, though, that we could actually talk about extensively and really get into. You know, because we don't get to do that much often.
No, we don't.
Like, a lot of times it's either just all news with some shenanigans, but this time it's like, we actually got to discuss the news a little bit more, so it was nice.
Yeah, we actually had discussions. I mean, there were some rabbit trails. We managed to get back on track with them.
But I mean, that's the spirit of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oopsie poopsie all news.
Electric Boogaloo.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and talk about the challenge.
Oh, yeah. Acids. But.
I still need to figure out how to do that. So, what we're going to do is, before this episode comes out, we're going to provide our top three booty picks. You're going to use the peach scale and vote on them, and then we'll issue our punishments next week based off of who got the lowest peach scale. But for the trainer challenge, moving now until forward, will actually be for you, for the listeners, because we have another giveaway coming on. It's going to be a fat, juicy booty of a giveaway, Thick Carp Summer.
Yep, we are in the process of collecting and getting stuff for you guys, so it's going to be a lot of new product, a lot of sealed product, basically whatever we can find and whatever we can get our hands on, we want you to have. I mean, obviously, unless it's ours, then it's ours, but if it's not ours, it's yours.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of, what is it, repeats in there.
Oh, I was talking about new stuff too.
Oh, new stuff. It's gonna be a smorgasbord of a giveaway.
Yeah.
Anyways, how you get entries for the drawing for this giveaway is you have to complete a series of challenge. Every episode, we're going to give you a new challenge. If you complete that challenge, that considers an entry. And you only can do the challenge once.
Yeah, so if your challenge is do the friggin'
chicken.
Do the chicken dance, I don't want to see 50 videos of Joe Schmo doing the chicken dance. I want to see 50 different people doing the chicken dance.
Right. So you do it once, we'll like react it or confirm that you've done it, and then you'll get your entry. So the more that you compete in these challenges,
the better your odds are of getting this giveaway.
And trust me, you don't want to miss out on this giveaway.
Yep.
It's going to be bigger than our first giveaway, which was pretty fucking juicy.
Yeah, it was. I know our first giveaway, we gave you guys everything that you needed in order to get started. That also included 27 like GX V full arts and others, tons of bulk, so that way you can make your own decks, damage counters, dice, coins,
all that good shit.
I
remember that was when I first started like joining in on stuff, I'm pretty sure, and you guys mailed that box out.
Yeah.
Spent so long putting that box together and packing everything.
It was beautiful packaging. So yeah, we really took care of the time, or took time to care for the products.
It was a fun giveaway.
Right.
Yeah. And so hopefully this giveaway is going to be bigger and better. You know, with the current card situation, we're doing everything we can, so we are collecting little by little, so that way at the end of the season you're gonna have a good bulk of stuff.
Right. So I already have some bulk available.
I've got a Gardevoir theme deck. I'm planning on getting some more sealed product as well, whatever that may look right. like.
I'm going to try to get a couple booster boxes. Can't promise anything, but that's my goal. So it's going to be a fat, thick, carp summer giveaway.
God, I hate that.
Thick.
Thick. Get wet. Anyways, guys. So yes, that's your trainer challenge. Show us your favorite card. Post it in your story. Tag us. It's important. Tag us so we can take down your entry. And we'll show you as the giveaway grows, the more and more stuff that you'll be having. With that, guys, thank you so much for listening to Critical Hit. It means a bunch to us, a lot to us, that you listen.
We love you bunches.
Yes. This has been Oopsie Poopsie, the thickest dump of news that we've ever had. I am Jake. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at tattoo.raichu.
I'm Sam.
Mash Bantha.
No.
Something something.
No. That was very wrong. I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt. And you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I. And you will not find any, like, poop jokes or nasty shit there.
But you will find Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet on OnlyFans.
No, wrong.
For $5 a month.
But five? What the fuck?
Yeah, you have that promo this month.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have, like, the Raptor's feet holding the shuck of corn, like, going up and down and buttering it.
You know, out of all the people on this fucking podcast, I'm thank not you guys the one for listening that would so much. Have a fucking...
We appreciate it. You guys have a great day. Don't forget to check out that OnlyFans.
I am the Senate.
Not yet.
Swoosh.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.